Carter today in Atlanta.
The gathering at the Glenn Memorial Church in Atlanta is honoring the former First Lady, who was a humanitarian, a champion of mental health, and so much more.
I welcome you to this space and this hour as we praise God and give thanks for the life of Rosalind Smith Carter.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, is attending the tribute to his wife of 77 years. So are all living former First Ladies, President Biden and Jill Biden. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Hamas has just released 12 more hostages to Israel, and it comes as CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us the U.S. pushes for a longer truce.
CIA Director William Burns is in Qatar for talks, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be back in the Middle East this week. In Brussels today,
I'm very pleased to see hostages returning home, coming back to be with their loved ones. And we're determined to continue that for as long as possible to bring as many people home as we possibly can.
The current ceasefire expires on Wednesday.
Hunter Biden has agreed to testify before Congress as it investigates his business dealings. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Their strategy is to do this in two phases, to have the closed door interview first, for them to have a fact-finding exercise, and then to have public hearings that can be more, in their words, efficient and targeted. So at least for now, it does appear that the president's son will be required to sit for this deposition on December 13th or try and fight the deposition in the courts.
Celebrations in India today, where all 41 construction workers who've been trapped in a collapsed tunnel were rescued. They'd been stuck down there for 17 days. Pope Francis has officially canceled his trip to Dubai for the UN climate conference on doctor's orders. The Vatican says the 86-year-old's been battling lung inflammation for days. Another drug is overshadowing Ozempic on weight loss.
From TikTok,
I've lost 17 pounds in 8 weeks.
To pop culture.
What housewife isn't on Ozempic?
Not one. Not.
Many Americans are on injectable weight loss drugs. And new health records show that of 18,000 overweight adults using Mounjaro or Ozempic over a year, those taking Mounjaro were three times more likely to lose 15% of their body weight than those on Ozempic. The researchers note that both drugs are supposed to be for those with type 2 diabetes, but half of those studied, like many Americans, are using the drugs for weight loss only. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 60 points. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Giving Tuesday, a time to lend a helping hand to those who need it. Here's Brittany Merlot with some tips from the BBB.
Before you give today, the Better Business Bureau has a few tips to make sure that you're giving to the right place. Remember to always double-check the name of the organization, make sure it's correct, and find out where the money is going. However, if gift giving doesn't make the budget, giving blood is another great way to help someone in need on this Giving Tuesday.
Granite Peak announced they will open for the season this Friday, December 1st. Their hours this first weekend will be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., December 1st through the 3rd. The ski hill made the announcement yesterday after perfect snowmaking temperatures took over. They'll have terrain available off Comet, Blitzen, and Blizzard, including a terrain park. You can pick up your season passes starting midweek. Their office will be open from 9 to 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun, tomorrow 37. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome everyone to Midday Magazine for this November 28th, 2023. Got your host James J. Mailoff here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Amy Scheid, Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Right now in studio, we've got our good friend Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Events and Engagement Director over there. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
And you brought in a friend, Lacey.
I did.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce who we have with us here?
Well, I'll let her introduce herself.
Please.
She has such a wonderful, I love her voice, so I just love it when she
talks. She could speak for herself. Yes. I should have let her just talk for herself. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm Carrie Edmondson. I'm an associate planner with the City of Wisconsin Rapids.
Carrie, thanks a lot for being here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
I am very interested in your job, so I'm looking forward to talking with you a little bit about that. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Looking forward to that. Lacey, if you don't mind, though, I would like to start off rewinding a little bit and talking a little bit about Small Business Saturday and how that went.
Yes. So today is the last day.
The last day, yes.
So, yep. So hopefully I'm still going to stop at some places right after this. So I'll be visiting. We had 38 businesses. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. So Stacy, myself, and Laura all went out on Saturday, and I think we almost went to 20. And we ran out of time. But yeah, it was really, really fun. We got to get out there, meet a lot of people. It was funny because you would see some of the same people, you'd keep running into them, because there was a lot of people participating, and it was really fun. I love shopping. So yeah. Any way that I can like secretly like, okay, I'm also supporting small mm-hmm. business. But yeah, a lot of great deals out there. There was a lot of places that were offering special deals mm-hmm. that they typically don't do. So that was really fun. But a lot of handmade things, which I love. Definitely, it was fun. Like we got to go to so many places that I was sad that we ran out of time on Saturday.
Did you get to, and you don't have to be too specific here, but did you get to go to places that you haven't maybe gotten to in a while or haven't gotten to check out maybe?
So Milkweed Market, I had not, I love ODC. I've been there for mm-hmm. things, but I had not been in that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really fun to get to go in there. I bought some like little things for Christmas.
Nice.
So definitely fun. I love the handmade things. Mm-hmm. I just think the quality is just out of this world. It holds up, you know. It definitely, especially with like Trading Post, places like that, they have all the things that have been there for years and they hold up. They're not falling apart, you mm-hmm. know. Next Christmas you have to rebuy it, so it's definitely great to get out there. Obviously those people, that's local, so we're shopping yeah. local, supporting local. Sportsman's Pub, I had actually never been in there.
Oh, okay.
And they have wonderful chicken Caesar wraps.
Oh yeah.
So we got those and cheese curds. So we ate our way through the day.
Yeah.
But like Bow Wow, that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love dogs. So yeah. All the little outfits for animals. And
the people there are so awesome.
Yes,
too.
Dawn's so
they work yeah. with you so well. Especially if you're unsure of something with your new friend or your new furry yes. friend or something like that, they work with you yeah. really well. All those places are so great. Sportsman's, underrated food. They don't talk about the food over
absolutely.
There enough.
Absolutely. And for
great
the price.
Food. Yeah.
We were all full and we still had probably each one of us had our, we all got a wrap. So we all got different wraps. But we each had like half our wrap left and we were like, we need boxes.
Yeah.
But it was so, so good. And then also we went La Taqueria. Me and Stacey went there last night.
God, I love their food.
Yes. It's so good. And I love that around here, you get so much for your money. That mm-hmm. the quantity that you get, you can take, you know, eat half of it, take the other half home. Yeah. So it was really good. I loved it.
You brought up two other places I want to shout out. The Trading Post, we don't get yes. to talk about nearly enough. God, I love that place. Yes. Great people running it. And just one of those places, if you have like, especially like aunts like I do or a mother like I do, that I can't go into the local business mm-hmm. and just buy a product that anybody else can buy. It's got to be something unique and something local.
Yes.
It used to be just Coca-Cola things. Now it's that kind of stuff that I had to find for my mom. The Trading Post is a perfect place. And the next best place, if not just as good, is Milkweed Market, which, God, you walk into Milkweed Market and immediately you feel a vibe mm-hmm. from there. And it feels good and it's a nice atmosphere. The smell and the wood and all that. I love that kind of stuff. It's a great place to go. And again, just like Lacey told you, you're not only going there and getting some great stuff and maybe checking some things off of your Christmas list, you're buying local, supporting local. Your
yes.
money stays in this community. All these places that we talked about are businesses and organizations that put back into our community.
Yes. I mean, I'll give a shout out to some of them. So Paul Gross Jewelers, you got chocolate the second that you walked in the door.
Nice.
Which, I mean, that's smart. it's smart. You're going to go in there, and then it had like a percentage off based off of the chocolate.
And an institution in this area, Paul
yes,
Gross Jewelers.
Very,
They've been around
smart.
Forever.
Shoe Sensation, they have... Mm. insane deals right now. I mean, they were like $70 shoes for $17. And as well as like Prairie Sage Home, we all got the same ornaments. Nice. We were like, the tree was full and we were standing in line. And then we were like, oh my goodness, they're handmade for $4. Plus they took a certain percentage off for anyone that shopped on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we went there. Sweet Tea, we ran into people from community leadership. So that was really fun. Cool. Obviously, we got to go to a lot of places, but love it again, thrift store. They were giving out free cake pops as well. So I think, yeah, it's definitely a great idea to have things like that there. I'm excited to stop at some more today. Even like Goodwill, they were very busy. I felt bad because the lines were so long, and then we were like, hi, we're from the chamber. Do you need any help? And they were like, oh, that's why. Oh, yeah, I forgot. But yeah, it was really, really fun. I mean, even Hometown Pharmacy, I think it's not just a pharmacy. They have so many cute, like the trees, the decorations. I got so many good pictures. And I did tag a lot of the businesses out there as well. The Awakening Collective, obviously, got a shout out to them. Promise from our marketing also works there too. So she was there. So we got to, you know, harass her for a little bit.
Right.
And then, you know, it's fun. It's nice to get out there. And then you're not just shopping, but like you're driving to these places. We're going to Cravings, you know, we're doing things that it's just like, okay, we're making memories like as a team, you know, and obviously like we're bonding. And it's funny to see that we all have the same like taste when we were going out to eat. We were all ordering the same things, just like different variations.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see, like, no wonder why we get along so well, because we literally all like the same things, even though sometimes we were like fighting for the same decor in places, or like one of us would set it down, the other one would grab it.
Right.
But yeah, it was so much fun.
A shout out to all the community members out there who bought local, supported our local businesses over the weekend, and you got one more day to do it and fill out that passport.
Absolutely, drop it off or leave it with the business that's there. Also with the shopping, and some of them you don't have to make purchases, but we definitely encourage you to support those businesses. But then also you go in for raffles, so then you can win from those businesses as well. So it's fun. It's like a double win. So I love it. I had such a great time with Stacy and Laura.
That's really good to hear. Very happy to hear that.
It was fun.
We have the Nacoosa Area Hometown Christmas right around the corner. Very excited about this. One of our bigger events here in Central Wisconsin. And Nacoosa does this right. They do Christmas right over there.
I mean, who doesn't want to finish a parade with fireworks?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, you're looking, I think it's good for your neck. I mean, you're looking straight, and you're looking up.
It's a good stretch.
Yes.
It's a good stretch.
From looking at your phone all the time.
You've touched on this a couple of times, that your excitement about fireworks in the winter. And you've gotten, it's infectious, because now it's gotten to me. Now I'm excited too.
I know.
It's fun though. If you've never seen it before, it's kind of fun to see fireworks in the winter.
Yes. And I think when I was telling my daughters about it, they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's just like the heat, the way the heat changes. I'm like, to listen to someone who is educated in fireworks and to hear how passionate they are, I'm like, I'm excited. I'm excited for my parade, but I'm like, I want to see the fireworks. So I'm definitely excited. We're still taking registrants. We want it to be big. Rekindle was huge. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And I really, really want want Nacoosa to have the same kind of atmosphere.
Absolutely. This is going to be a fun event. What are the details of the parade? What time will that kick off?
So 5:15. We'll be down there. I'll be down there early to line everybody up. But absolutely come. It's going to go all the way. So it's going to go from Bueller to Point Bass. I don't want to say that wrong. Back to Maine, and then to all the way to Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And then from that, then we'll go directly to Riverside and light off fireworks. So it's really fun. You're like kind of like working your way through Nacoosa, you know, seeing everything. And it's definitely, it's a fun time.
When I lived in the area, it was one of these even if you didn't have a radio or a TV, you knew this was coming because everybody in town was talking about it. It's such a fun event. It's one of those ones that brings everybody out in the community to come check out and support a lot of these businesses and encourage you to be a part of this too. It's a great advertising tool for your business and a fun way to be a part of things in the community.
Absolutely. Enbridge, Ho-Chunk, Solaris, Alliant, a lot of them even have floats in this, so very exciting. ERCO, Midstate, Paper City Savings, Domtar, U.S. Bank, Tricor, Express Recycling, Wisconsin Rapid City Times, Becker & Coombe, and then Highland Fireworks is going to put this on as well. And then Wysocki Farms even wanted to jump in on the excitement. So, Yeah. Really, really fun.
My my mother, since I was a little kid, has had a tradition of watching the Macy's parade every Thanksgiving. It's got to be on. It doesn't even matter if she's usually busy, but it's got to be on in the background, the white noise of it and everything. And this year it was on, and what got me thinking more and more about this. Next year, we've got to be a part of Rekindle or something. I want us to have a parade, a part of the parade, WFHR. I want us to have a float or something.
Yeah.
Even if it's just something like Rinky Dinky. I want to be a part of it so bad. We got to be a part of the parade next year. We're going to talk about that.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can be a part of this year's Nakusa Hometown Christmas Parade.
Absolutely.
If people want to be a part of this, Lacey, how can they get in touch with you?
Yep. They can reach out at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. If they want, I can just send them a parade registrant form from there, or as well as calling me 715-422-4859. They can also stop in the chamber. We're there 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, 1120 Lincoln Ave. So definitely come in if you can't make it in. We want to encourage as many places to be. I would love to have a marching band.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
Please.
Oh, good idea.
I really, really want a marching band. I love it. Love the sound. We tried really, really well to like kind of separate sound, non-sound, mm-hmm. so you could still kind of always hear things.
Good idea.
But it was really fun, and I love getting the kids involved. It's so much fun.
Yeah. We are going to put Carrie to work in a moment and talk a little community leadership and teen leadership. But before we do that, I did want to mention Coffee with the Chamber. Got a really good one coming up here. This is a great one coming up tomorrow, the 29th, from 8:30 to 9:30. This one, Lacey, too, is going to be in person, it sounds like you can do.
Yes, you can. Obviously, you can always do virtual. Mm-hmm. We don't want to. I think a lot of people get discouraged. They're like, oh, I have to be there. But you do not. You can absolutely send when you register, you'll get the Zoom link, as well as coming there. Mm-hmm. It's free for chamber members. We definitely want people to come. Chamber Boardroom, 1120 Lincoln Ave. But yes, service above self. So I love that because I am huge in serving. I'm huge in giving back, doing things with the community. It's huge to me. So I think that the fact that he's going to come talk about it, obviously the schools are nonprofits, so it's great to hear, obviously, from someone who is, I mean, he's the principal of Lincoln, where my daughter goes to school. So I'll make sure I talk to him and find out if he knows her. So, but it's definitely fun. I'm excited. I love the Coffee with the Chamber stuff with regards to, like, you get to sit there. Obviously, we're going to have the coffee sponsored by Ho-Chunk Nakusa and Caribou Coffee. So they just became a chamber member last month, and they're right away jumping into it. So very excited to have that. But it's great to listen to someone who obviously is, you know, in a place where he can make change, and he's going to listen. We love having those. They typically do like a Q&A session after too. So definitely fun to get to listen to his perspective, where they want the school district to go, where we're kind of headed with after obviously COVID affected some stuff for Wisconsin. So hearing, you know, his plans, how we can get more active. We definitely want to be more with the school.
One of the things I love about this series, if you will, Coffee with the Chamber, is the idea of being able to highlight and bring people in and talk about subjects that may not always be at the top of the mind, but it's important and stuff that is insightful for people. Something like this is even bigger, where you're getting a chance to talk to right, like face to face with a principal of one of our major high schools in this area. I say that not just as a Lincoln alum. I'm not just being biased or a little bit maybe, but in truth, it's a chance to do that and encourage people to take this event in. Certainly like to remind people to be an adult when we're doing this. We've gotten better about this as a society, but a lot of our school systems have, and teachers and principals and superintendents have dealt with a lot of barking and a lot of whining. Your opinion matters. Your opinion is important. And certainly if you care about your children, that is very important. But act like an adult.
Yes.
That's all I'm talking about.
Present it in a way that it can be received.
I mean,
hopefully, like, kind of ran with, maybe?
Yeah. I don't think it's asking a lot when you're talking about your children to act like an adult. I don't think that's asking too much. And it's an opportunity to be able to speak with somebody, not just ask questions, but take in information that may not get otherwise. And good coffee. Good coffee. Yes. I don't want to skate past that. Coffee. Really good coffee. It's a fun event. If people do people need to register for this event?
Yes, registration is required. That is at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. If you are struggling to register, please call. Holly would love to walk you through it, or anyone at the chamber. But definitely reach out. We want attendance. We want people to come to these, especially when they're informational and you can learn things about where the school district is going with safety, with things that are happening. Obviously, we definitely want to make sure that our kids are, you know, learning from the best, having the best. And I think it's important. I'm definitely excited because I like to be a little fly on the wall. And my daughter, sometimes the kids don't tell you the information that is happening. So it's nice to hear it. We're hearing it straight from the source. We're not getting, you know, some third party or information from a 15-year-old.
Ask a kid how their day at school was. Usually you get a fine. What did you do that day? I don't know. You just left.
What did you learn?
Left
nothing.
The school. No, I don't know. I did. Yeah. So yeah, you're so right about this. It's a great opportunity to actually get some answers.
Yes.
that you don't always get from kids.
Absolutely.
It's not their fault. I mean, they're kids. That's what they do.
Yes. And the first four businesses that are registered will get a chance to feature updates on their own business.
Fantastic.
So we have been doing that as a way to not only, you know, you're networking as well, and then you're getting information, but also, you know, getting your business out there, getting your information out there, maybe some press release, things like that.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good way of bringing more and more businesses into an event like this. That's smart. I like that. I really enjoy and appreciate the community leadership and teen leadership programs. I think it's one of the cooler programs we have in this area that really gives an opportunity not only to bring out leadership in people, because I do believe everybody is has a leader inside of them. And what true leadership is, I think it also defines that a little bit better, which I think is a really cool part of our community. But it's also a great networking opportunity. Just so many different layers to this. As we bring in Carrie Edmondson from the leadership class, let's get into this, if you don't mind, Lacey.
Yes, absolutely. So first, I want to touch base with, I want to thank Walmart and Mariani. They have been huge supporters in community and teen leadership, as well as being, you know, sometimes sponsoring food, sponsoring snacks. So that's been really, really great. As well as the teen leaders, they went to, it was their day where they went to Revision Eye Care, River Hill Dental, Aspirus Hospital, and they had some speakers, and they had a blast. So getting to hear about different, you know, the science of going into medical, because I think a lot of kids are like, oh, I love science.
Right.
But I don't really want to be around blood. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. So I think just hearing all the different things that Mid-State has that you can go to school for that have nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But I think it just gets them talking, gets them thinking. Obviously, they're our future. So if we can educate them to where they know, okay, there is opportunity here. I don't have to move. I think when we went to the training yesterday, they were talking about how we create such hard workers. And a lot of them leave. They think that the opportunities are only in the big cities. So I think it's great to keep them here. I don't want to be selfish. I have children, but I would love for them to have opportunities, you know, the big city opportunities and pay and things like that. But being able to have that small town feel where they can still drive 15 minutes and get to Walmart, not 5 hours. So I think it's great. They loved it. Aspirus put on the lunch as well for the kids. So I think that's really great. But I love getting to hear Laura come back, and she's so excited because they're so excited. Just even riding on the, you know, on their little bus that they've been shuttling to go to these places. Yeah. It's been great to get to listen to like how they feel and how they perceive it. Because even if we're all taking the information in at the same time, they get completely different things. Each one of them, it's like, oh, I could never touch someone's eye. Oh, I can never, you know, and then other ones are like, yep, I know what I want to do. Like they immediately are like, now I want, now it's like the way that they just, something clicks.
Yeah.
A light bulb goes on, and now it's like, you just inspired someone to, maybe that's going to be the next doctor.
Carrie, if you wouldn't mind, remind our audience again where you're coming from, what you do, and if you wouldn't mind also touching on how the leadership classes benefited you, what you've gotten from it.
Yeah, so I'm an associate planner with the City of Wisconsin Rapids. I've been there a little over 2 years, and I am based out of the Community Development Department at City Hall. So that department focuses on economic development, permits, planning and zoning, kind of an array of land use-related activities. And I have been, I just started the leadership program, and it's a great way to network and just meet people, and it's been just already a really great opportunity to kind of get exposed to different, you know, the history of the area and just different aspects of leadership.
Yeah. Carrie, if you don't mind, are you from here?
I'm not. I'm actually based in the Wausau area, okay. And I do commute. So
that history end of things really is beneficial.
Definitely.
I'd imagine it would be for anybody from this area as well, but just you tend to learn a little bit more through something like that. So that's a unique part of this, I think, that I don't always think we get a chance to think about either with it.
Definitely, yep.
I'm fascinated by your job. I want to talk to you so much about just your job and just nitpick, or not nitpick, but just pick your brain a little bit about that and the logistics of what... Being in a position like that. But in a position like that, I think that, you know, anybody from any business could be benefited from being in this leadership program.
Yep.
But boy, you work for the city and the connections and the people that you meet and the things that you can learn from something like this. I can imagine the benefits are just endless, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Hmm. I mean, so a few things with community development. So we're always looking at, thinking about talent attraction, like Lacey was talking about, or, you know, businesses that are just core businesses in the community, helping shape the community. And I know a lot of times in economic development, they talk about how a lot of cities are trying to land the whale. You know, everyone wants to get like that company that everyone's seeking to find, and it's just going to change everything. Mm-hmm. And doubling down on the businesses that are here is really the way to build your community. And I think even when we were talking about the history of Wisconsin Rapids is, you know, kind of its roots in a more industrial kind of community, a lot of times I think leaning into those strengths really makes you the best you can be, you know, versus
Absolutely.
Trying to create something that maybe isn't even really reflective of the people who live there.
Yeah, well said.
So I mean, the leadership program is great because it's a way to tap into different businesses, you know, what different businesses are doing, what different people are doing, what people are thinking about. It's good.
Once a month, we have a Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Blazer join us.
Yeah.
And once a month, I usually get at least a month. Once a month, I'll talk with our mayor in Stevens Point, Wausau, Marshfield, talking with them. And the biggest thing that I think we talk about, the most consistent theme, is being able to keep people in town, keep talent in town. And the other one, of course, is attracting new businesses.
Yes, definitely.
So many areas are begging, you know, Amazons and places like that to move to their town. Mm-hmm. And they're bending they're breaking their backs to do this. No taxes, things like that, different things that they're doing. Whereas, so that business, say you do land that big whale, it comes to your town. Yeah, it brings you some jobs, but it's not really putting back into the community. It's certainly not putting into your taxes in the community in these things. Whereas your local businesses, your mom and pops, your shops that have been here around here for many years, sometimes decades, that's all they've been doing is putting back into their community, paying taxes, doing these different things.
Yep.
You are so right about this. And then the people that know a lot more than I do, that are a lot smarter, like your Warren Buffett's, your people like that, they'll tell you this too. They've been preaching this for years, to put your money and put your time into your local businesses and your businesses that have already been there, really.
Yep, definitely. Your people, your industries, you know, what people get excited about. I mean, finding out what people get excited about and leaning into that.
And one of the ways of doing that as well is those businesses putting into their employees and putting investment and time and money into their employees. And one of the ways you do that is the leadership program that exists. It really is a great way of, see how I tied that all together?
Yeah.
that took some work, but we got there. But it's true, too. And it was easy for me to get there because it's all fact. It's all true. This is a great way. By empowering and giving your employees that much more, you're making your business that much stronger, which may, if not keep your business in this area, bring in new business or bring in new talent to this area.
Yep.
If people want to be a part of the or learn more about the leadership program, how can they do this, Lacey? How can they be a part of things with this?
So that's it. I mean, it's going to go, it goes September to, no, wait. I want to say September. September, I think, is the deadline. So you have to sign up with Laura.
I meant to say the next one. Sorry.
Yeah. So definitely reach out. That's going to be Laura Bonner Ridgeway. So that's going to be workforce at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or always call. Mm-hmm. We can always get you over to her. But yeah, I love it.
Carrie, you're going to have to come back. I want to talk to you about your job sometime. I want a good half an hour just to talk with you about
your
work.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be wonderful.
Thanks a lot for being here, though.
Yes,
I appreciate
absolutely.
The time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Lacey, as we're wrapping up, we always like to mention our investors of the month and some of those details.
Yeah, so the December Investor of the Month, which is right around the corner, is Edward Jones. Mm. They just actually remodeled their entire space, and nice. We just had a ribbon cutting for them. It looks wonderful. Mm. They have like little private areas as well as like some open areas. And I love the architecture because I'm big on that. So
me
like
too.
The whole ceiling is wide open. And you can look up and it's like almost like, I don't know, it's like domed. It looks really cool.
It's a really cool place.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And definitely shout out to Sharon Zeman. Mm-hmm. She's been super active in the chamber and an ambassador. So we're very excited to feature them and definitely, keep them on board with us.
Yeah. We have to get going, but we really do appreciate the time from both of you. Thank you so much for everything that you do to our community and putting up with me for a little bit. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And you can find out more about the chamber by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. I encourage you to go there, bookmark that page, and follow the chamber on social media. It's a great way to keep up on everything in your community. We'll be back with more fun on Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, November 29th. In Wood County, the Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will meet at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. The town of Grand Rapids will hold a special town meeting from 7 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The rescheduled meeting for the Judicial General Government Committee will follow at 5:30. In Adams County, the Opioid Settlement Work Group will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A-230. The Nakusa Hometown Christmas is December 2nd starting at 9 a.m. at the Nakusa Community Center. They'll have over 30 vendors with crafts, arts, and more. They're open 9 to 3 on Saturday, December 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun, tomorrow 37. Lows level off around 23, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 28th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're welcoming into our studio right now one of our favorite people, Amy Scheid, Administrative Development and Volunteer Coordinator with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, always good to see you.
Good to see you, James. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate you being here. And, a big shout out to our scheduler, Pam Hilke, who does an amazing job bringing people in and coordinating with people and the logistics and all the different things to go on to make this happen so that you guys can put up with me for 20 minutes. We appreciate Pam. And I bring this up because couldn't have you guys in on a better day. It is Giving Tuesday and one of our favorite nonprofits and our favorite organizations to talk to. Great day to have you guys in, Amy. Great scheduling, Pam. Nice work.
I love my Pam.
She's something.
Been part of my life since the day I was born. So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Very highly.
It's pretty beautiful. That's a beautiful story right there that we can talk about one day. But I do want to talk about the Family Center and the great work, the vital work that you guys are doing over there and how beneficial giving is to an organization like the Family Center. We talk about this, Amy. We talk about how important it is to invest in your community, that your dollars and cents with the Family Center go farther than we could ever put into words. But I don't know if we really get a chance to get into the weeds on this one and get into the details of how vital it is, the community interaction with the Family Center and their dollars and cents, and how much that greatly helps the Family Center.
I agree. I think we talk a lot about a night of stay and the valuation of a night of stay. But there's so much that goes into that. There's the logistics of food and heat and maintenance and all of those things. But what is a huge part of that is advocacy. Mm. And the advocates that are that have amazing training within our organization, mm-hmm. that provide security and hope and confidence to people that come in a victim and leave a survivor.
My dad used to talk, a former hockey player, grew up watching a lot of hockey with him, and he'd always, hockey players are crazy in general, but then he'd always point out the goalies, and you got to be different cut from a different cloth, a different breed to be a goalie. It's an insane gig. I feel that same way about our volunteers in this community, that they are just cut from a different cloth. We've got so many amazing people in this community that just show up. You see them at all kinds of events. United Way is doing this. The Family Center is doing this. Encourage is doing this, and they're at all of these events. We've got a lot of great community members when it comes to this and the impact that they make on the Family Center.
I agree, and I think that we forget that while those dollars on Giving Tuesday are vital, we all have time and talent to give, and any time that we have a volunteer that graces the doors of the Family Center, that frees funds to cover other expenses within our organization. So if you think that, even for a moment, that volunteerism is not key to both the work that needs to be done, but also the funds that are needed within an organization, that is just not the case. We need each and every volunteer as well.
You know, Amy, as I was thinking about the interview last night and doing a little bit of homework for this and everything, one of the things that I was thinking about is, you know, I'm so close to this that I think sometimes unintentionally, but I assume that people understand what the Family Center does and how all the layers to that. Mm-hmm. Without, you know, obviously we cannot get too detailed here, but being a rough kind of outline of what it is for the clients that come to the Family Center and what that entails. If we could go through those steps of that a little bit, maybe we'll be able to show people the different ways that they can help, that they can impact. Maybe they hear something of, well, I'm actually really good at that. Maybe I can help with the Family Center. That's something that I've always been interested in. I would like to have more of an impact on.
I think that raises a really good point, James. We are involved to a point where we forget that there are people in this organization that, one, don't even know there is a Family Center here, mm-hmm. that, two, don't understand that the Family Center serves victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, human trafficking, and provides them with safe shelter, but also with a myriad of services and advocacy, such as attending court with them, helping them through restraining orders, connecting them with community resources, providing safety planning, transportation, a variety of different advocacy. Mm-hmm. So as far as what a victim might encounter when they come to the Family Center, one, we're 24 hours, which I think a lot of people don't realize. Yeah. We have a 24-hour crisis line. Mm-hmm. We are available 24 hours a day for someone who can make that escape and come to the door. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, once they're screened and brought into the organization, they're provided with a room for them and their family members. There are kitchens in the facility. There are laundry facilities within the organization. Just those logistics for day-to-day living. We have a pantry, mm-hmm. and other resources that even once a victim has transformed to a survivor and gone into their own living space, they might visit us again for pantry services, help with those community resources, etc. So we take them hand in hand throughout the experience that they're going through and never leave their side until they're ready for us to do so.
It's such a beautiful and important part of this process, but it is something that I agree with. I don't think that people understand completely. When they think of the family center, and I've talked to people about it before, they understand that it's a domestic violence shelter. Mm-hmm. And that they kind of, that's all they know. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I'm glad that they're informed even on that level. That's great. But most of these people are curious or want to know more about some of those things. The depth that you just gave us there, the insight, I think it just was an incredible amount of information that people may not always realize. Because this is the one of the hardest things that a human being will ever have to do is leaving somebody they love. Regardless of the situation, it may be hard for some of us to wrap our minds around, well, this person is hurting me. I'm not staying with them. That sounds great in theory on paper. It's a whole different ballgame when you involve the heart and you have so many other factors involved. Now, that person does that. They leave that situation. That's incredibly strong. That's one of the hardest, strongest things a human being can do. But that's where the journey really begins. That's where things really get picked up. And so you get to the shelter. You have this safe space. But then there's court. Then there's figuring out where am I going next. If you have children, it's a whole other set of questions and things that people just don't understand. So hearing some of those details, hearing some of those things that the family center does along with the shelter part of this, not only is incredibly important, I think, for our empathy as a community and understanding what it is to be somebody that works at the family center or a client at the family center, but hopefully it reminds people of all the work that needs to be done over there. And every time we get a volunteer that shows up, and maybe you come by, you mow the lawn or you shovel or you help maybe put up change some light bulbs or something like that. You may be thinking, well, I do that at home. That doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It is. It's absolutely a big deal. It's one less thing that you and the staff have to worry about over there, and you can focus on the work that you guys got going on.
Absolutely, and I think that each of those times that someone comes in and volunteers, it's an opportunity for us to talk more about the work that's being done there. Just last week, we put the annual appeal out, and we did it in one day, thanks to the support of the community members that came in and volunteered and helped me with stamps and folding and things that you might think weren't a big deal either. Mm-hmm. But not only did that give an opportunity for me to talk with those folks, there was one person that came and volunteered that didn't realize we had bedrooms upstairs that thought that the majority of the work that we did was outreach. Mm. And so that person can now go into the community and talk more about the work that's being done. And I think that that's vital.
Yeah, word of mouth. Yeah.
Absolutely. And just having a couple of hours as the advocates worked through their day, coming through that space and my having the opportunity to introduce them to the folks that were assisting me that day, they met our child and youth advocate and found out what it is to support a family in crisis that has to, you know, reboot their parenting skills and deal with the secondary trauma of their children. Our Hmong advocate came through and talked about outreach to Hmong victims and our support in the community of those types of events. Our legal advocate came through the space. During that time, our sexual assault coordinator came through at that time, and they got to hear, sadly, the rising number of sexual assault cases that we're encountering in the state and in our area. It's just really important, I think, for people to realize that each of these people has a very specific training and are experts in their field, and I'm grateful to them for the work that they do every day.
I am a transplant, but I have lived in this state for over two decades, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of my friends and family. I've got a lot of family members, or all my children were born in this state, and I'm very proud of that. And I love this state. One of the things I have learned living in Wisconsin for a while is Wisconsins are proud of being from Wisconsin.
True. You know,
and that's cool. I think that's one of the things that I enjoy the most about this state is the pride that you guys take in your state and being from Wisconsin and all that. And all that being being said, I would like to see some pride in bringing these numbers down.
Amen.
You want to be proud of your state. How about be proud of that? You want to, just as much as you can promote the Packers and Badgers and different things, you could promote bringing these numbers down. Wisconsin has a people from around the country have feelings and thoughts and assumptions about Wisconsinites. Prove them wrong.
Agreed.
Show them what a real Wisconsinite is, because the majority of Wisconsinites I have met and known are not these types of people, are not the people that are bringing these numbers up. They're bringing them down. And it's an important thing to think about when you see numbers like we did last couple of weeks, and we see these reports. We see that these numbers they've stayed steady since the pandemic. If anything, they've risen. Like, that's not the Wisconsin I know. That's not the Wisconsin. We want you on the right side of history on this subject. And I'm sorry to go on a whole different side angle here, but you bring up something like that, and it just gives me an opportunity to shoehorn that in there.
I agree. I appreciate it. I went to legislative days this past month and had a conversation with Patrick Teston that I believe has a great knowledge of this fantastic state and the benefits of living here, but I don't believe he enjoyed hearing that the state of Wisconsin is sixth.
Yeah.
Sixth. Yeah. And the amount of domestic violence homicides, that is not a proud factor figure. And I actually took Gabrielle out of school that day to go to legislative days, and I think it was important for him mm-hmm. and others in the state capitol to see an 18-year-old advocating for decreasing those numbers, increasing that funding that's been dramatically to the tune of approximately $300,000 annually cut during a time in which we're seeing increases in sexual assault, domestic violence, and God help us, domestic violence homicides.
Yeah. It's something that I will be speaking with Representative Krug this week about, and Mr. Teston every chance we get.
Fantastic.
I'm not letting this one go. I'm not letting this topic go away, even if the national media, it's not in the headlines or it's not the first thing on people's minds. This child care, I'll bring it up every time I talk to them.
Yeah, we found a way to fix the child care issue. We need to fix this now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we're this. What happened with the Violence and Crime Act reductions is going to affect us for a minimum of 3 years. That cut of $298,000 is just VOCA, and it's just 1 year. And it will be that amount per year for 3 years. So those services, those individuals, that is a direct correlation. The people I spoke about that do this vital work at the Family Center, this life-changing, life-saving work, which of those services will need to be cut?
Yeah.
Is it child and family? Is it Hmong services? Is it safe visitation and exchange? How do you choose?
One of the biggest things that any state, especially states with a lot of rural population like Wisconsin has, is trying to keep people in state, trying to keep mm-hmm. people to move to that state. People are not going to want to move to your state if you are number six in the nation in domestic violence and you are not doing anything to counter that, to help with that, to bring those numbers down. You're not bringing people in. So if you're out there and you're listening and, why do I care about domestic violence? Why do I care about these things? I bet you care about your tax dollars. I bet you care about these things. It all ties together, everybody. So if I can't reach you on caring about domestic violence, maybe I can reach you on your tax dollars and why you should care about this subject. It all ties together. As they lower the funds for certain things, other things rise. And then all of a sudden you're paying more taxes on these other things. It all adds up. So this is one of the most vital, important topics of our future, is solving this, is curing this. Are we ever going to make domestic violence at a zero? I don't know, but I'd like to try.
Yep.
Let's give
Agreed.
It a shot.
Agreed.
Let's at least work towards it and everything. And that's how we do that. And one of the other ways we do that, Amy, and we're speaking with Amy Scheid from the Family Center, is through volunteering. When I first moved out to California, I had a lot of time on my hands, and I can be a little bit of a knucklehead, so it's not good to let me do that. So I was working in the TV show I was in. One of our prop people was a disabled person, and he was a great guy, and got to know him a little bit. And he told me about Special Olympics. And I knew what Special Olympics was, but I didn't know about the chapter that was so close in California. I showed up there with him, and I get there, and they're like, oh, I want to volunteer. And they're looking at me like, okay. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I just want to volunteer. Just put me to work. And they put me to work. And it's one of the best times I've ever had. It's something I'll remember the rest of my life, working with that organization and those people. And I bring this up because there's a lot of people that want to volunteer at the Family Center, but they may not, you know, I don't know what I can do. What can I do? How can I help? Let's give people some examples. Let's give people some ideas of ways they can help. Special occasion projects like Touch a Truck, we can certainly use your help with that. There's different examples like ways that people can help with the Family Center.
I think that one of the biggest misconceptions that I've heard regarding volunteerism community-wide, not just at the Family Center, is, well, I work full-time and I have children and I just don't have time. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways James mentioned is Touch a Truck. That's a single day donation of time. There are other opportunities such as that. There's opportunities like my good friends that came out and helped me stuff envelopes for 2 hours. We listened to Christmas music. those of you who were there, I apologize for the fact that I didn't realize till 4 songs in that we were on repeat. So I apologize if you hate Christmas music for the rest of the season. My bad. But we have opportunities like that. We need people to come in and help clean the place. Mm-hmm. We need people to answer phones. We need people to write thank yous. Do y'all like writing thank yous? Mm-hmm. That's something that would free up resources. There's just so many different things, and I would encourage you to visit our website and take a look. And the application is out there. Some examples of what we might need are out there. I think that there's just something that everyone could do. And I would add one more thing to that, James, that ties into Giving Tuesday. This is going to be the second year in a row where we've seen a decrease in the amount of donations that are happening, both from an organizational standpoint and from an individual standpoint. I'm not talking about the Family Center. I'm talking nationwide. Mm-hmm. So these are, facts that are coming in nationwide, AP, USA Today reporting today on these decreases in donations. It's been 40 years since we've seen a decrease in donations annually, and it happened last year. And it looks like it might happen again this year. And if you think that you can't donate, write a check, set up a monthly donation, what about getting a bunch of friends together for a luncheon and asking each friend to support your luncheon by donating $10? Mm-hmm. Maybe each bring one little item to create a raffle basket that you could all win, by getting together. Mm-hmm. Can you make a pot of soup?
Can you
make some sandwiches and spend a really nice, lovely afternoon with some friends? Because that level of grassroots fundraising is our future. Mm-hmm. That's what we're finding. Over and over again, we're seeing that we're going to see less of these corporate donations. We're going to see individuals that sponsor a night of stay per month. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say individuals who do grassroots fundraising with friends and family. Yeah. What about your holiday? Could you ask everyone to support the Family Center as opposed to, maybe one less gift? Maybe you don't have stockings this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe instead of stockings, you donate needed supplies or better yet, some, greenbacks to the Family Center.
Yeah. These are fantastic ideas. And again, one of the things that I think a lot of, certainly little kids are a whole different topic, but when it comes to adults and getting Christmas gifts, one of the things that I think that we want is something that, okay, I get this, I open it, and I put it on a shelf, and I don't think about it for another 10, 15 years, or something like that. Just one more knickknack or one more thing like that costs 10, 15 bucks, and it just sits there on a shelf. Some of that stuff is nice, but also some of that stuff, as my mother has reminded me over and over again, she's got enough Coca-Cola things. Mm-hmm. Buying that for her for Christmas is kind of a waste of money almost at this point. Now, I get her, I take that $10, $15 or whatever, and I put it into my community, I put it into the Family Center. All of a sudden, that that is something that, whether it's months or years later, she's not just looking at an item on the shelf that, you know, where did I even get that? She's thinking about, oh, I remember when Jimmy did this for Christmas. I hope he does it again. That kind of thing. Knowing that that is making an impact. A return on your investment. I think almost everybody, whether you're spending a dollar or not, you want that nowadays. There ain't many better returns on that dollar than the Family Center. You are knowing that you're putting back into not only the Family Center and the work they're doing, but our future. It all comes back to that, for me at least. Certainly individuals having a freedom and love in their life and everything, and that can't be taken lightly. But I continue to come back to children, how often children are affected by these things. And they are our future. And by helping these families and these kids, we are impacting our future directly.
I agree with you, and you very well might save a life.
Yeah.
The average this past year has been $91 that a night of stay costs. Hmm. That's the advocacy we spoke about. That's that bedroom that we talked about, keeping that kitchen up and going, laundry room, all of those things, maintenance, everything that it comes into a night of stay. If you have it in your heart, this Giving Tuesday, $91, one night of stay, you have the opportunity to make that donation on our website or go to our Facebook page and link to our website. And you also have the opportunity, if you're able, to give that $91 every month. Mm. And it's a thing of beauty, the idea of sponsoring one night of stay per month or just a single night of stay in honor of someone that you love. Mm-hmm. We see that repeatedly, and it warms my heart to see that what has been instilled in that giver is the idea that they can honor another individual by supporting yet another individual and by appreciating the good work that's being done at the Family Center to save those lives and to support and give individuals and their kids hope for the future, for a safe future.
Yeah. Amy, I also see on the website familyctr.org, encourage you to bookmark. You can make a monetary donation. You can grant a target wish. Yes. Those are other options for people.
Yes, absolutely. So we have What We Need Wednesday on Facebook. We also have a list of things that we need. You know, there's some Captain Obviouses, James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are a communal living facility, and not surprisingly, we often need toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, toilet paper, salt for the driveways, storage.
Paper towels.
Paper towels, storage containers.
Easy to make dinners.
Unbelievable amount of laundry
yeah.
gets done, and I can tell you that because the laundry room is above my office. So it's often the sound of running water above my head. Lovely. But laundry detergent, cleaning supplies, these are things that we need each and every day to maintain a facility of that size with the number of people, and we are at capacity, and we have been at capacity since the start of COVID, if not before. That is not changing. It's not changing in shelters statewide. So those sorts of things are incredibly helpful as well. And one of the beauties of it, and my mom will tell you this, is that you can go out to the page, you can go to Target, you can see the list of things that we need, and you can go to Walmart, you can see the list of things we need, and go to Amazon. Wherever you shop, you can create that wish list gift and have it shipped straight to us and never ever have to even leave your house. So know that that's an option as well.
Encourage people to check that out. It couldn't be simpler. I was just doing it as Amy was talking there and bookmarking it so I can get on there too. Go to familyctr.org to find out more information, and encourage you to follow the Family Center on social media. It's a great Facebook follow, familyctr.org, and throw into your search engine Family Center, Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, and you will find it pretty easily. Amy, if people have other follow-up questions or want to know more about maybe how to volunteer or impact on this Giving Tuesday with the Family Center, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can always reach me at resources@familyctr.org or info@familyctr.org. You can call me anytime, 421-1559. And again, today is Giving Tuesday. I can't emphasize enough, the support is much appreciated. We could not do the work that we do without y'all. And if you're able, please consider donating to our annual appeal or to Giving Tuesday today by visiting our website and clicking monthly donation if you're able.
And Amy mentioned it earlier, and I always like to mention when we get together, the Family Center Crisis Line that is available 24/7, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Thanks, for Amy, for everything.
Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.